Well, I know that the Word of God is good. You know, the Lord hides mysteries in this Word, and if we crack it open, He has good things for us. I was studying one time, reading The Prodigal Son, and I know we've all read that story probably tons of times, you know, had it in Sunday school, you know, and talked about the prodigal son. And so we all know that the prodigal son asked for his father's inheritance early before his father passed away. He got it. He went to a far country and basically squandered with rowdy living and immoral lifestyle. He lost all of his money, and I think it even said that there was a famine in that country, and so there wasn't a whole lot going on, so he ends up hiring out to a hog farmer or something like that, to where he's feeding pods to these hogs, and he's starving, and he's saying, well, the scripture actually says it dawns on him, or he comes to his senses, and he says, here I am wanting to eat these pods that I'm feeding to these hogs, but back home, my father's servants are, at least they have food to eat, you know? So this is what I'll do. This is the plan that I have. I will go back to my father's house. I will tell him that I'm not worthy to be called his son. I will ask to be a servant of his. At least I will have food, you know, I'll have nourishment, and I'll be able to live in my father's house that way. So he goes back to the father's house. Well, know the story. And before he even gets to his father's house, his father sees him in the field, runs to him, has a robe brought to him, ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, brings him back into the house, and they have a party and everything. And so I'm reading this, you know, I'm doing this Bible study, and I'm like, wait a minute, whoa. And for some reason, I stuck myself into the prodigal son position. You know, you do these mind games, kind of, you know, talk to yourself or whatever. So, okay, and I said, no, I have already made the decision that I'm going to come in to the father's house as a servant. I'm not coming in as a son. I already made that plan in my mind, and I'm not coming in as a son. I'm coming in as a servant. And I was doing that battle, you know, in my mind. And then I hear the father say, but Roger, you are my son. You know, I'm tapping out on that one. You know, it's, you know, what can you say? What argument can you bring up? You know, it's like, okay, you got me on that one, you know. Well, the Lord taught me that day that I was being, it sounds weird, I was being prideful in my humility. You know, I was wanting to be humble before the Father and say, no, I'm not good enough. You know, I'll come in as your servant, but I won't come in as your son. But the Father made the call, you know. Even the older son said, no, what's the deal? You know? But the Father said, the fact is, you are my son. You know? So it's, hopefully all of you didn't struggle with this like I did, that pride would keep you out of the Father's house. I'm saying the door is wide open for you to go back in that Father's house. I say don't shut it in front of you. Shut it behind you. Go in. Alita Poffenbarger, you're 100% a girl of the Father. You know, it's not, I'll be 50%, I'll be 75%. No, you're 100%. You have, He's calling you his daughter. Emily Brickley, you're 100% the father's daughter. Don't be humble and say, no, I'm not there yet, or I'm not there. You're 100%er. Zach Beal, you are 100%er. Matt Osborne, you're 100%er, man. We need to be what the Father calls us. We are his children, and we need to take that inheritance that he gives us and not be too prideful. Be too prideful in our humility. So, okay. Dear Father God, we thank you for your love. We do thank you for calling us sons. You, your son, Jesus Christ, loves us and cares for us, and you care for us, and you call us your sons and your daughters. You adopted us in. I pray that you would help us all to not stand back. I pray that we would come to the banqueting table and enjoy what you have for us. And dear Lord, I pray that we would not stay out in the field or out in the yard. I pray that we would come in to the Father's house. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.